Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. Last week, we explored the press's Looking for Lincoln series, which explores locations in Illinois that were significant to Lincoln's life, career, and legacy, and was produced in collaboration with the Looking for Lincoln Heritage Coalition. This week, we're taking a look into a book that's making its paperback debut in March, Citizen of a Wider Commonwealth, Ulysses S. Grant's Post-Presidential Diplomacy, by Edwina S. Campbell, part of the World of Ulysses S. Grant series. In 1877, former President Ulysses S. Grant, along with his family and friends, embarked on a two-year world tour that took him from Liverpool to Yokohama with stops throughout Europe and Asia. Biographies of Grant deal very briefly, if at all, with this tour, and generally treat it as a pleasure trip filled with sightseeing, shopping, wining, and dining. Far from an extended vacation, however, Grant's travels, in fact, constituted a diplomatic mission sanctioned by the U.S. government. In this revealing volume, Edwina S. Campbell chronicles Grant's journey, the first diplomatic mission ever undertaken by a former U.S. president, and demonstrates how it marked a decided turning point in the role of the United States in world affairs. Traveling commercially and on U.S. Navy warships, Grant visited ports of call throughout the British Empire, Europe, and Asia, including Britain, France, Egypt, the Ottoman Empire, Greece, Italy, the Netherlands, Germany, Scandinavia, Russia, Spain, Portugal, Gibraltar, Ireland, India, Singapore, Hong Kong, China, and Japan. Along the way, he met with monarchs, ministers, and average citizens, creating the model for the summitry and public diplomacy practiced by future American presidents and articulating concepts of national self-determination, international organization, and the peaceful settlement of international disputes decades before Elihu Root's advocacy of binding international arbitration and Woodrow Wilson's proposal for the League of Nations. Campbell reveals Grant to be a skillful envoy who brought to his travels the deep interest in foreign policy issues he had shown during his administration. Grant confirmed the United States' commitment to Anglo-American cooperation, demonstrated America's interest in the territorial integrity of China, affirmed American faith in universal male suffrage as the basis for governmental legitimacy, and asserted the importance of an international order based on equality and justice for all states and their citizens. Grant's efforts shaped not only John Hay's open-door policy in 1899 to 1900, but also the broader American approach to 20th-century international relations. Throughout the trip, Julia Grant proved essential to the success of her husband's mission, and Campbell tells how the couple impressed people around the world with an enduring image of an American president and first lady. By illuminating the significance of Grant's often overlooked post-presidential travels, Citizen of a Wider Commonwealth establishes the 18th president as a key diplomat whose work strongly influenced the direction of future U.S. foreign policy and contributes substantially to the study of American international relations. "This is one of the most fascinating Civil War books of the last few years," writes Alan Barra in America's Civil War magazine. "A fitting tribute to a man who, quote, practiced diplomacy as he had once waged war, without hubris or fear, but with unwavering confidence in himself and in his fellow citizens' ability to meet whatever challenges came their way." Included in the book's front matter is the following passage, from the address of American citizens resident in Peking to General Ulysses S. Grant. U.S. Legation, Peking, June 3, 1879. Read by Dr. W.A.P. Martin. 20 years ago, the American flag for the first time entered the gates of this ancient capital. For the greater part of that time, your countrymen have been residing here under its protecting folds, and it is with feelings of no ordinary type that we gather ourselves beneath its shadow this day to welcome your arrival. Because to you, sir, under God, it is due that its azure field has not been rent to fragments and its golden stars scattered to the winds of heaven. We reflect with pride that you have shown the world how great a man can descend from a lofty station and yet carry with him the homage of the people and the admiration of mankind. As you travel from land to land, everywhere welcomed as the citizen of a wider commonwealth than that of our native country, we cannot forget that your visits to their shores possess an international character of which it is impossible to divest them. You were honored as the highest representative of our country who has ever gone beyond her borders, and America is the more respected for having given birth to such a son. John David Smith, author of Lincoln and the U.S. Colored Troops, says, in her lucid and fast-paced book, Campbell makes clear that as his country's ambassador at large, Grant pioneered the practice of public diplomacy. This volume both adds to the growing revisionist scholarship on Grant and confirms that those who dismiss the contributions and legacy of the 18th president do so at their own peril. In the book's preface, Campbell writes, I have been fortunate to travel the late 19th century world with the 18th president, who represented the government and people of the United States in countries where no American president had ever been seen before, and in many cases would not be seen again for nearly a century. I hope that this book contributes to recognition of Grant's post-presidential diplomacy as a major contribution to U.S. foreign policy that paved the way for the nation's global rise in the 20th century. You can buy your own copy of Citizen of a Wider Commonwealth, Ulysses S. Grant's Post-Presidential Diplomacy, from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about another book making its paperback debut in March. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.